This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Following Jesus, the power of God in a cream cheese pound cake. Mark 1:29-34. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. And Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Consider this. We are in Capernaum today, a small fishing village on the Sea of Galilee. And we are in your town too, by the way. We left things in a bit of a cliffhanger yesterday. We were in church, also known as synagogue, of all places, when the first ones to accurately recognize Jesus were the demons who had taken up residence in the chairman of the finance committee. I hear you. Objection, Your Honor. Conjecture. Noted. Well, here's what happened. Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Imagine the next administrative board committee meeting. Okay, don't do that. Let's remember what we're doing here. Back to the first prayer for Great Awakening where we began. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. Ephesians 1:17. We're seeking to know Jesus better. This requires revelation beyond mere reading. We need epiphanies, bursts of Holy Spirit-inspired insight and wisdom. We are praying for the eyes of our hearts to be opened so we can know beyond knowledge, number one, the hope to which He has called us. Number two, the incredible inheritance of wealth in the saints around us. And number three, His incomparably great power for us who believe. Okay, that's the long way around the barn for a review, but we aren't reading the Bible to say we've read it. We are following Jesus. As He was, so He is. And as He was and is, so we are becoming. He didn't come to earth to issue us a ticket to heaven. He came to fill us with Himself, so much so that heaven would break in on earth. Jesus leaves the synagogue and goes along with James and John to the home of Peter and Andrew. Then this. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. Did you get that? Immediately. They immediately told Jesus about her. Something tells me it was a short step from there to telling her about Jesus. Note the sequence, though. Now watch the ordinary superlative power of this. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. Get a picture of that in your mind's eye. God goes to her, takes her hand, helps her up. Saturday began with a text from my dad, now 80. Pray for early Joe. He has COVID-19. He just found out. Earl Lee Joe White, also known as Early Joe, also known as Sugar Man, has worked on our farm team for almost 60 years. He's part of the family, even closer than a mother-in-law. He's particularly at risk. He's getting up there in years. He has significant pre-existing health challenges, and he's African American, who are decidedly more vulnerable to COVID-19. So my dad, who is now a famous farmer, immediately told Jesus about Early Joe and our whole family. My mom went to work on lunch. Her famous chicken spaghetti, rolls, and the celebrated cream cheese pound cake for starters. COVID-19 notwithstanding, they loaded up the truck, put on their masks, and drove to Watson, also known as Capernaum, straight to Early Joe's house. Dad sent this text last night. Early Joe seems to be doing okay. They really enjoyed the lunch. We will keep checking on him. And here's the text from Peter on his mother-in-law. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. The prayer, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for Early Joe and for every other person we can name who has COVID-19 right now. We pray deliverance from sickness to health. Jesus, what does it look like to go to someone today and take them by the hand and help them up? Even before that, would you reveal, which is to say, increase my sense of the immediacy of your presence, power, and love? Not somewhere out there, but in here, in me, for others. I want to grow beyond my own capacity to do good things and into your capacity to do impossible things. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, where are you in your sense of Jesus in you? Do you realize that your endless efforts to increase your own capacities get in the way of His limitless capacity to work through you? What would it look like to begin to embrace your own severe limitations, even offering your weakness as your greatest gift to Jesus? This seems wrong. It is right. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.